Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the family with
Doug Sprinthal,
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
Andy Brant-Bernard,
and L.A. Nick.
L.A. Nick, the special guest, the second hour of Car Selling Secrets. What do you think of that?
They're actually going to do the Walzer commercial, too, when we get to it.
He's going
to
do it?
I always wonder why they don't change it to Car Buying Secrets. Like, how do you buy a car
better?
We don't
actually talk about cars at all.
I was going to say, you hardly ever talk about cars.
That's, well, there is that. A couple of great guests coming up today, a lot of great conversations, some Car Selling Secrets move from Thursday to Wednesday. We'll be right back, kick things off. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who have been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. You know, ladies and gentlemen, before we announce what's going on at Walzer Automotive Group, Walzer.com, I must point out that it's my grandma Minnie's birthday today.
Oh, Wilhelmina.
Cool. November 25th, Wilhelmina. She would have been 132 years old.
Your grandmother?
My grandmother.
Your mom's mom or your dad's
mom? My mom's mom.
Mom's mom. I miss my mom's mom a lot.
Oh, one of the greatest women ever born. She was phenomenal.
Mine was born in 1900. Now
your mic's not on.
So she,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's just not turned up very loud. Wow. There we go.
There you go.
She was only be 120, I guess.
Who, your grandmother? My grandma was born in 1888, I believe. I think that's right.
Wow. They seen a lot. My grandmother just died a couple years back. She's 96, and she's seen it all.
Yeah.
I imagine that's true. Very quickly, as we go into the Walzer Automotive Spot, my Monopoly story, I already told it on the KQ Morning Show. I'm 4 years old. We're living at 1200 Spruce Place on Loring Park. And Minnie's over there, and we're playing Monopoly.
Right next to the Idle Hospital, if
right
I remember
across
right.
the street, absolutely.
I used to live there, actually. I don't own Spruce.
Did you?
Yeah, when I first moved here.
My sister Vicky and I watched Idle Hospital burn when I was like 3 years old. Maybe four. Maybe I think I just turned four. So anyway, we're playing Monopoly, and Minnie rolls the dice, and one of them falls on the floor. And this is my grandmother, whom I adored. She said, "Tommy, pick up that dice." And I said, "It's a die, Grandma." And she said, "Why don't you?"
Wow. No doubt that she's your relative.
Yeah, there's no question where it came from, is there? No question where it came from. Tells a four-year-old kid, "Why don't you just die?"
<Thank you>.
Okay. Anyway, Walzer Automotive Group, Walzer.com, and Doug Sprinthal.
Well, I want to talk quickly with Nick about something that we don't talk about very much. Walzer has a lot of side businesses. We have six body shops, but we also have a car rental agency. And my good friend Nick, I connected him with a guy that runs it. His name's Roger Latour. Roger and I go way back to the Wilkins organization in the early 90s. He's probably about the nicest person in the world.
And he's very good at his job.
Yeah. So Nick travels around the country stealing 50-year-old motorcycles from unsuspecting widows. That's right. What is this old Harley Davidson work? Well, you know, it's a little rusty. We'll give you $500 for it. And sometimes he needs to get out of town at the spur of the moment. And Roger always takes good care of Nick. And go ahead and tell him about the Nebraska
thing. The best part about it, dealing with them is when you walk in the door, your cars, they just hand you the keys.
Yep.
It's like, literally, like, here you go. And you're like, nothing. You sign one piece of paper and put your initials in three places, and you're out the door. It takes 2 seconds, and dropping it off is even quicker. You just pull up and drop it off.
He's really good at what he does. Yeah, so if you're in the need for a rental car, check. You can go to Walzer.com and look at the rentals and to tell him Nick sent you.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and they have great cars. And you know, and one thing, I have to say this, because most rental cars do not have this. You can rent a pickup truck with a hitch, you can trailer something. They don't mind. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is nice.
You know, that, to be able to have that option. I didn't trailer anything this time, but I did need a pickup truck.
Yeah, when you're taking advantage of widows all over the United States, you need,
something
that's fast with a big hitch.
I only deal with mostly men. I'm just teasing. But yeah, they're a great rental car. And you guys also have paintless dent repair.
Yep.
You have detail places. Yep. You guys have almost everything covered in cars, yeah. Glass repair, too.
Walzer Hour here on the...
This is a great.
Next to these things. Thanks a lot,
I thought I was long-winded. Keep going, Nick.
Yeah.
Anyway, Walzer Automotive Group, Walzer.com.
They do offer a lot.
Did he?
We're back.
He's still not going to stop talking about Walzer now. Thanks, Doug.
I was listening to the morning show. I'm glad that you finally listened to the Black Pumas, a band I told you about five months ago.
You did. Well, I really miss R&B, man. I don't like rap music. I think it's garbage.
Have you heard the new AC/DC album?
No, I heard it.
It is phenomenal.
That's what I heard.
Like every song's like you heard it already 1,000 times, and you were 16 again. It's the most. It's probably their best album ever.
Fantastic.
I remember.
It really is. It's back in black all over again.
Years ago when some critic said, you know, you basically released 9 of the same record. And I think it was Malcolm Young said, I beg your pardon. It's actually 10.
But this one's really good. It sounds, it's literally, I think, up there with Back in Black. Like, it's going to break
And Brian's
records.
Back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love
it. It's a phenomenal
good for
album.
Him. He had tinnitus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Axl Rose had a big part of them. Getting this together.
That's what I understand.
And he pushed them to do it. And I'll tell you, I'm glad they did because this album's going to go right to the top.
I hope so.
I'm surprised a lot of stations are already playing it because.
Aren't they?
Not locally. Out of state they are. I just drove back from Colorado and a lot of stations were playing it, but not here.
Oh, we got to figure that out. I'll run it by.
Well, one thing about the modern music industry. It was a lot simpler to deal with rights back when it was like, you know, two record companies owned literally everything.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
Capital
it's like...
Columbia.
Yeah, different records can have different, like... You have to get the rights to play it in the first place, and those right holders can be... There can be 3-4 different companies just to play one
licensing
album.
Licensing company? Is it Harry Fox? What's the name of the company out of New York?
I looked into it, 30 seconds of Judas Priest, You Got Another Thing Coming, and the price was astronomical to use it in an ad.
Yep.
I had a double take. It was like $300,000.
They should have probably gotten the title right because it's wrong.
I know.
It's You Got Another Think Coming, but they blew it.
Well, they Americanized
it. I don't know if I believe that.
They Americanized it.
What do you mean, you don't know if you believe it? It's 100% fact.
Wait,
you
got another.
You think that's right? You got another thing coming. That's where it came from.
What?
It's not another thing coming.
I never knew that.
What? Another thing coming makes no sense.
You got another rock thing and roll. It doesn't always make sense.
Well, that's true. That's a very good point. True.
Yeah, they wanted like $300,000 to use just 30 seconds of that song.
Wow. Got another thing coming. It's a great song.
The whole I was a fan before that album, Unleashed in the East, and I thought that album was kind of a letdown for the Steel.
Did you really?
Yeah, because it was too poppy for me.
Yeah, I understand.
And people have to remember, back in those days, there was no such thing as a station playing any metal. They didn't even play Motley Crue. They didn't play any metal.
Yeah.
No Metallica, no anyone. That was too hard for radio.
That's true.
I got a question for Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a listener that just texted. Is there any way to listen to Car Selling Secrets live today, or is it just being recorded?
Yeah, no, we're live right now.
Okay, so we're live right now.
So that's good.
On Facebook.
Although if he doesn't know that, he probably didn't hear you say that. So,
are we on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh,
we are.
Yeah,
we
that's
are,
where
yeah.
most of my friends watch it, listen to the show. So Facebook.
Yeah, we're still on Facebook. It's just the audio though.
It's fine with me.
Oh, it's just the audio?
Yep,
oh,
just the audio.
Didn't know that.
Because they want you to wear... See, the, you know the masks
we are wearing masks
right now?
And you can't prove that we're not.
Yes, exactly.
Other than so that's video why. Proof.
I got to run something by you guys because I just saw a piece of news. I was talking to Doug about this before you guys got here. There are two guys in Lauderhill, Florida. Okay? They're in a Wawa. Well, they're going into the Wawa.
Wawa.
And they get in a ferocious fist fight. Matter of fact, they're fighting so hard, one guy's pants falls off and his ass is hanging out for the whole fight.
All the time.
All the time, exactly. But they just beating the hell out of each other. You know what they're fighting over? Why were they fighting? You're never going to guess.
One got the last hot dog?
Nope. One guy had the audacity to hold the door for the other guy.
Oh, my God.
He said, don't hold the goddamn door for me. I'm not crippled.
I'll tell you, I was just on the way here. People...
They've lost their minds.
People are just dicks.
They're crazy.
They are, man. They're just dicks anymore. Nobody lets you over. They give you the finger. It's just ridiculous. They're riding your ass. I'm doing 65. The speed limit's only 45, and the guy's riding my ass.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Dicks, man.
It's like, how are you? What?
And where are they going? There's a red light right there.
I know.
Which way are you going? Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
People are just dicks. They're just dicks.
Have a phone call.
Is it from a dick?
I don't know.
We'll find out. Are you a dick, sir or ma'am?
Occasionally I'm a dick.
Occasionally? Not always?
Occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally everyone's a dick.
I was going to say everybody.
Yeah.
What's up, Jose?
Not a lot. Just called to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving,
you too.
Joe, from Louisville. Ladies and gentlemen.
I thought I had your number in here. Did you change your number?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
He changed his number.
I did.
They've been looking for you, huh?
So, Joe, have you ever punched anybody for holding the door for you?
No.
That actually happened in Lauderhill, Florida. A guy punched another guy because the other guy was nice enough to hold the door for him.
Rude.
Well, it is Florida, so...
Yeah,
and
Lauderhill.
Everything bad starts with a man from Florida.
Yeah,
or is Lauderhill by any chance just north of West Palm Beach?
No, it's south.
Bad area.
It's Lauderdale. Is it near Fort Lauderdale?
It's west.
It's west of Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
I've never been out there.
No, you've never been to Lauderhill.
Not that far.
Weird town
just
west
like
of...
middle? Okay.
Oh, there are a lot of weird... Belle Glade.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, I know what it was. Yeah.
No, around Lake Okeechobee, you'll see some stuff from there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes, you will.
Florida's places. It's like you could travel 15 minutes and you're in a different country.
I stopped. This guy was selling boiled peanuts, and I'm not kidding you. He had a tongue hanging down past his chin. He was chewing on it. And it was... I'm not kidding you. It was down past his chin. He was chewing on it.
Belle Glade's crazy that the meth dealers go, yeah, we're not going to set up in this town.
Yeah, we're good.
That was at Lake Okeechobee, and I stared at him. I couldn't stop. Lance, somebody was like, stop staring. I was like, guy's chewing on his tongue.
Stop talking about it. Gross.
Yeah, did you know that per capita more people died of AIDS in Belle Glade than anywhere else in the United States?
I didn't know
about that.
Yeah. Because a lot of Haitians moved. They already had AIDS, and they moved to that area. Yeah.
God, that's a joke from the early 80s. The worst thing about having AIDS is convincing your parents you're Haitian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard
you're
that
a horrible
in 30 years. Or 40 years, actually.
I wonder why.
Wow.
So, Joe, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving? You're not coming home, obviously.
No, I'm going to cook a turkey breast in the Instant Pot.
A little turkey breast in the Instant Pot, and you're good to go.
Just
everything else
do
good?
The thing where you drop a frozen turkey into a deep fryer full of oil.
Do that. Start a massive
it
fire.
It happens literally every year across the country.
It does.
You have very good audio. What kind of phone are you on?
Mobile phone.
It does sound pretty good.
Well, what kind is it? Because it's really good audio.
It's a Samsung that... The phone's a Samsung, but it's Bluetooth that I'm talking through.
Oh, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound really good. Sounds really good. Well, Pally, we'll have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for all your support over all these years, man. You and your friends, all the guys out there, they support the hell out of this show, and I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. We're here to serve.
we're here to
Semper
serve,
Fi.
Baby. Semper Fi, mother
Hurrah!
It's true. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, sir. Joe from Louisville, ladies and gentlemen, great guy. Got, you know, Charlie in Albuquerque. We got people all over the world that listen to this podcast.
I just turned some people in the Denver to it.
There you go.
Wednesday.
Officer Dave says he's playing the new AC/DC album over and over.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's like you. I'm telling you. It's like you just put on Back in Black again, but it's all different
great
songs.
Album,
it's
man.
It's going to top Back in Black. I believe it will.
I'm sure Nick knows, but if you two had to guess, and Dad might know, how many albums does AC/DC have?
I bet it's 15.
It's way more than that.
Is
yes,
it really?
It is.
Not even close.
It's way more than that.
That's not even in the realm.
72.
No, well.
4,000.
I will go with 31.
Close. 28.
Well, it's only 28. Holy, I thought it was 31.
Only 28.
This is 28th, right?
Yes.
Yes.
No, this is 28. Okay.
They have enough that they have their own radio station on.
28 albums.
On Sirius.
Well, it's like the Beatles.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many did they have?
I think they have more than that.
Yeah, they do.
The
Beatles got a lot of albums.
They were together
no,
for 6 years.
No, Beatles don't have many albums.
You haven't
they have
heard
a lot
of most
of
their albums, is the thing.
A lot of albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Well... So,
I thought they were like 12
do you
or
add together studio and EPs, or
because yeah, the EP is part of the studio?
You could, yeah.
Oh well, then they only have 12 studio albums.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 12.
The Beatles.
No.
Beatles.
And some of them are terrible. Yeah. Like Meet Tony Sheridan.
They were only together for a couple
meet
of years.
Tony Sheridan.
They were the backup band.
How many songs do they have?
But they were only around for a couple
years. That's the thing. How many? Yeah, I'm thinking of songs total.
The Beatles recorded about 7 hours worth of material.
No, who's that? The Beatles. Never heard of them.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Well, most kids never
didn't,
have.
Oh, Tevin? No, Tevin said, didn't they sing Hey There, Delilah?
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
I couldn't look at him for
well,
like 2 weeks.
Tom Jones,
I was
the
like, excuse me.
We got to take a break because we have a guest coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. As a matter of fact, Samantha Bennington, the widow of course, Chester Bennington, will join us right after this with the family. Tom Bernard with my buddy and CEO from North American Banking Company, Michael Bilski. Michael, you work with many different types of businesses. Can you tell me about one of them?
Absolutely. Real Fishing was started by a young entrepreneurial couple here in the Twin Cities. They offer guided fishing services during the open water season and ice house rentals in the winter. They came to us with a great idea for their business, but not a lot of experience in getting one off the ground. Now that they're up and running, they've told us how much they appreciate that we listen to their ideas for their business and help them work through all of the contingencies that could come. Knowing that we will be here to help them every step of the way with the capital they need.
Yeah, they're not going to get that at just any bank. You need Bilski.
Tommy, our whole team at all of the branches take pride in providing outstanding customer service and are ready to help our clients when they need us most.
Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. By now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's literally changed my life. My friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. Made in the USA. If you don't have a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time, because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows, yes, the one that started it all, for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more, by the way. Folks, now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, but they are the best Christmas gifts ever. $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow. Buy now, and Mike will extend his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code TOM. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-516-5146 and use promo code TOM. Rockin' out, baby.
Rockin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the book... Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rock Star Wife, Samantha Bennington. How are you, Samantha?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on, beginning with life-changing events from early childhood, carrying us through the joy and pain of significant events before, during, and after her marriage to Chester Bennington, of course, at Lincoln Park. Love Lincoln Park, by the way, Samantha.
Thank you.
Bringing us to her present day, a life as a mother, life coach, and entertainment entrepreneur. Samantha Bennington's soon-to-be-released book, Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rockstar Wife, is the story of a fierce emotional journey. I bet it was a fierce emotional journey, Samantha. I bet it was, wasn't it?
It sure was. It sure was. The readers are really going to go on a roller coaster ride with me. I hope everyone enjoys it.
So now, where did you and Chester meet?
We met in Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, Arizona. Were you in school? Did you meet at a show? How did you meet Chester?
You have to read all about it.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't give it away.
Going to make a crappy interview.
All about it.
That's a good take. Yeah, you want to know what the hell happened, Tom? Buy the book. I like that.
I'm sorry. I just can't give it all away. But, yes, I do talk about it in detail, about our first day and how we met. And I would love for all the readers to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, pleasantly surprised would be good. I got to be honest with you. As I said, I'm a huge Linkin Park fan. I love Linkin Park from moment one.
That's wonderful.
And it just broke my heart. I can't even ask you that because that's in the book too. What the hell happened?
Well, it's all in the book. My perspective, what my son and I experienced. That day and each day after that, I really go into detail of how we feel about that. And I hope that this book gives some closure or maybe raises more questions or gives some healing aspects to all the fans out there. And I feel like there's two different audiences, mainly is, a music fan audience is one, and maybe a lot of people have been saying it really is, geared towards women, but I like to disagree and say it's geared towards humans. So all of us experience a lot of the topics I discuss, and I don't leave any topic off the table.
Do you, obviously it was a while later, but did you kind of see something about Chester's personality, the way he lived his life, that would have given you any indication that would it end this way?
No, and I would have not ever had any indication that it would have ended this way due to the fact of our conversations that he had with his, our son and I. He shared many things. He was stronger physically, healthier, more mentally clear than I've ever known him to be, and I've known him since he was 19. So I have a very hard time with this because I don't really believe he committed suicide.
Oh, well, see, that's an... So you don't believe he actually did take his own life?
You can read all about that.
Samantha, you're a good salesperson, Samantha. That's good, selling your book. It's a good thing. Yeah, well,
I'm not
seriously
trying to be that way. I just don't, I really don't want to give it all away. It's just, again, it's just my perspective, my memories, how I feel, what my son and I went through, that you will get to in the middle of the book and then towards the end. Because, like I said, I bring the readers on a journey with me from the age of 7 to current.
Oh, from the age of 7, really?
That's where it starts. So I'm really using my life lessons and tools to help others. This book's purpose, this was written originally 8 to 9 years ago, but it was going to be released in 2017. So the tragedy our family had, we had to heal and focus and grieve, and which we still heal every day, don't get me wrong. And again, I'm not an expert with suicide. I'm a survivor.
Well, see, now that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So he was 19 when you met. How old were you when you met Chester?
22.
You were 22 and he was 19.
He told me he was 21.
See, we're digging deep now, Samantha. So he said he was 21. Was it something you just kind of went, because I got to be honest with you, I've been married to the same woman for 35 years. Oh, God, it's longer than that, 36 years. Sorry. She said she knew when she met me, and I certainly didn't know it was going to go that far, but I was wild about her the first time I ever saw her. Was that what it was like with you and Chester?
It was such a spiritual connection, and I hate to be that person, but you're going to read all about it. It was definitely a spiritual connection, and he knew way before I think I knew, but yes, I believe I can say, since I already know what he said to his bandmates in grade A's, and you're going to read this story. It's quite a cute little love story that I've added. That would be one of the higher moments. Because it is an up and down roller coaster of a book, for sure, of high emotions that are sad and very hard to, you know, imagine. And then there's going to be these loving moments and hence falling love notes. But yes, I do believe we both knew. But then as you will continue to read and life goes on and you get older and you have fame and, you know, the different challenges we had that fall in the story as well. I guess our, you know, we went different paths.
No, that's understandable. So, you know, since it's not in the book, you think the Vikings have a chance of making the playoffs?
I was just going to say, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
See, there you go. I like it.
And none of my brothers are in my house right now because it's a COVID. So without them, you can't ask me football questions. That's not fair.
Oh, so your brothers are not around, so can't ask you about that. So basically what I want to do, Samantha, is just listen. We've only got a few minutes left, so I'd like to listen to your take on how the book went. Are you very happy with the book? That's a lot of work. I don't know if people understand how hard it is to write a book. It's difficult.
It's really difficult. Right now I'm finishing the audio book, and we just have a half a day left of just cleanup. That was really intense, too. But I really wanted to do my own voiceovers for the audio book because I really want to connect with everyone. That was the whole purpose. This has been extremely challenging, especially... I mean, I was finished with it and going to launch it in 2017. So to have this happen and then to just literally take your whole life and all your business and put it to the back seat because nothing mattered except for getting my son and myself and our family, both sides of family, somewhat stable and breathing. And how do we manage getting through this? And so it was very challenging. Releasing it. Everyone's like sending me text messages. Are you popping champagne? I can't do any of that right now. I can't relax. We're in a pandemic.
Right.
I'm shipping delayed. I can't get books to people. The audio, you know, we're still finishing that. I can't really relax until I'm done because my purpose is to share with the world, to be victorious and not a victim, and to connect with humans and let love rule. So until I, you know, complete this journey all the way and see it. I'm a little bit of an overachiever, but I'm not a people pleaser. So I like to give 200% of me, but at the end of the day, if everyone didn't like it, I tried my best and I'm okay with that. And if I reach one person, I'm completely in gratitude for that. That's the purpose of the book. So then I'm fulfilling and living my purpose.
Absolutely. Now, you had one child together, is that correct?
Yes, we have one son who is 18 and is amazing.
And how is he doing?
He's doing very well.
Good.
He dove into his art. He's an artist like his dad, so that was a healthy distraction. And since the world's in this place, he couldn't go to college, so he chose to take a gap year, and he's created two album covers and his first book cover ever. And so... between art and I think that when we have a heartache or when we're missing our friends or missing our family and loved ones and we're in this really crazy world, having those healthy distractions and diving into passions or trying something new you've never tried really does help you get through your day-to-day stuff and whatever that stuff may be for all of us individuals. When I say stuff, I mean the bad stuff, right? Without trying to cuss on your radio station.
You can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do on the show, Samantha.
I'm pretty rock and roll. When you've been on the road for so long, you're around roadies and everybody, you can't tell a whole entire place and people working not to cut. So I now talk like a truck driver. I try to keep it ladylike. I'm sorry.
It all works out in the end. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rockstar Wife. It is available on Amazon and everywhere. Samantha Bennington, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe and healthy, you guys.
You as well. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Sabre and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Sabre. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more, and please tell them that Tom sent you. Sabre and Bryant, whatever it takes.
I did want to say something to her, but I didn't know her, and I thought, you know, this might not be right. But my years in the mental health field, when somebody I wasn't working mental health for four or 5 years. When somebody was suffering from depression, all of a sudden seems like on top of the world, that's when you got to watch them.
It's because
they've made the decision. Yeah. That's exactly right. So if you're listening and you have a friend or relative that suffers with that, don't think that things are cool. Yeah. That's when you really got to pay attention.
It's a weight off their shoulders kind of thing. It's, you know, it's like, soon I won't be suffering anymore. So then they get all elated. Right. They get into a mania and then,
Doug, could you do me a favor and not talk on the microphone during the show, because people are going to listen to the show, and then I don't want them to know in advance what you've said before they go back and listen to the show, much like writing a book.
Oh, I get it. Yes.
Doug's like, what?
All right. Where is he going with this?
Yeah. What's
just
going
everything
on?
Say no comment. I'll say it on the next show.
Yeah, no comment.
No, I'll say it on the next show.
I'm taking the Fifth Amendment and the grounds that may incriminate me.
I will voice my opinion on the next episode.
Right. Samantha was very sweet, but she doesn't really understand what an interview is all about, does she? Yeah, sweetheart of a person. I love that. I was 22. He told me he was 21. I did like that
part. I started telling girls I was 21 when I was 14.
Well, that's probably true.
I think every guy does that.
My major concern, they have the 18-year-old son, and it's like, man, that's got to be tough when your dad, because my dad tried to hang himself one, and he failed miserably. How can you fail at hanging yourself?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And I happened to be in the attic when he was doing it, but he didn't know I was there.
Oh, my God. Oh. Really?
Oh, God, yeah. That was a real thrill. I was up in the attic.
I'm surprised you aren't more screwed up.
Oh, I'm pretty screwed up.
He's pretty screwed up.
There's no question about that.
ask Catherine.
I don't know.
It literally has. What?
I'm just kidding.
I don't think you're that screwed up. I mean, I think you're...
You could be worse.
You have... That's true. You definitely have a, like, I just don't want to deal with reality thing that I think comes from it.
What? What are you talking about?
Because you just stare at the TV all the time.
No,
and that's
I have to watch the news for my job. Yes, okay. I do. I have to watch all the shows.
Why do you have all the shows?
I
literally
do. That's
all
what
the
I
shows.
Do for a living. That's
I'll have you know I spent 5 years researching pornography for the show.
For my job.
See, I don't know that you and Andy have ever seen me when it does affect me. Because I don't think I've ever done that around you. But the thing, for me, it is a point where if, and it's guys, women don't do it to me, only guys, when they get that I'm a tough guy deal going and they push it and push it, I snap and it ain't pretty, I will tell you that. It is not a pretty sight when I snap. Oh, yeah? You're a tough guy, are you? Okay. And it's not that I'm a tough guy.
Like Jackie Gleason in the bar fight?
Ah, God, I love that. You know, I was talking about you loving that movie so much. That really helped I'd my like relationship that. With you, because I was going to get rid of you as a friend. I'm telling you.
Didn't know I was on thin ice.
Have you ever seen the movie? You ever seen the movie Soldier in the Rain with Jackie Gleason?
If Jackie Gleason was in it, I'm sure I've seen it.
Oh, my God. He is so good in this movie. It is unbelievable.
He and Steve McQueen are like sergeants in the Army in the mid-60s. Oh, one thing, I didn't notice it, and you kept pointing it out. There's so many black people in that movie.
There are a lot of black people.
No main actors, but just like nurses and people working restaurants. I mean, it's the probably sergeant, a 30%.
Yeah, the sergeant that's working at the captain's front office, he's black.
Yep.
A lot of black people. And the movie came out in like 67.
And then they got that Asian dude who's like 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
I know.
Did you get him from the
service? I don't know where they got that guy. They're all standing, you know, they're standing at attention. And this guy is literally 2 feet shorter than everybody else. 2 feet.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
It's like Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, probably like Sammy Davis Jr. And feeling it, you know, Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis Jr. was one of my favorite things ever on Saturday Night Live. I'm feeling a lot of Spilkus, man. He converts to Judaism and all of a sudden he speaks Yiddish. It's like, really? Oh, okay there, Sammy.
All right, we have a call.
We got a caller.
We do have a caller.
And who's our caller? Hello, who is he?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, sir.
Can I be part of the family?
Yes, you're part of the family now. It all depends. How much money you got on you?
Oh, my God. No, well, I'll talk to you later then. No. All right. I've been meaning to call forever. I love all you guys. I've listened to every word you said since 1987.
Thank you, sir.
But
when do you get out?
When do you get out of prison?
Sometimes it feels like a prison, but I'll stay with her. I'll stay with her.
My God. Oh, boy. Just the day before Thanksgiving, huh?
Sure.
So what's happening?
Sure. Okay. So I'm calling to let you know why I am blessed for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Love anyway, so I'm 52. I grew up in Northwest Iowa, in the middle of nowhere, on a dairy farm. I graduated in 87. I'm Swedish, Irish, and German, as white as you can get, like you.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. But anyway, so I'm the youngest of four kids, and my sister, my oldest sister, went to college in Northwest Iowa, and in 1980, she met a guy at college, and she got married to him, and he was born in Jamaica, moved to Paterson, New Jersey, and went to high school, grew up in Paterson near New York,
mm-hmm.
and a little different than when I grew up, how I grew up, mm-hmm. but anyway, so he ended up going to college on a wrestling scholarship in Northwest Iowa, and that's where my sister met him, and they eventually got married, and I graduated from high school in 87. I moved in with them 2 weeks after I graduated in Eden Prairie, because they had moved up here.
Right.
And anyway, so, and he became my big brother. I mean, I have another, I have a blood big brother. And anyway, so some of the things that he taught me, we had the best time. He taught me how to drink. He taught me how to, he tried to teach me how to dress. He taught me how to talk to girls and, dating and stuff. And, he just tried to teach me how to grow up. So, but, and then by that time they had two kids and I was living with them and my niece and nephew at the time. So there was, five of us and a two-bedroom apartment in Eden Prairie. But anyway, and then some of the things you taught me over the years is as far as growing up, my brother-in-law grew up poor. I grew up poor, relatively.
Right.
My brother-in-law's wrestling coach, my brother-in-law was a great wrestler, and he got a scholarship in Northwest Iowa. And his step, well, he calls him his dad because his wrestling coach basically turned into his dad. Okay. But, yeah, and he said, get the hell out of here. And so my brother-in-law ended up in northwest Iowa, and then we ended up in Eden Prairie here in the Minneapolis area. But so, you know, he grew up urban Jamaican. I grew up on a farm in the Midwest, and, you know, we were best buds. I went to work for him. He was a restaurant manager at the time. And anyway, I was passive-aggressive, 18, not knowing anything. I still had shit on my boots, you know.
Okay.
Yep, yep. But anyway, and then anyway, I eventually married my my high school sweetheart, and it'll be 30 years here in this June.
Congratulations!
But thank you. That's also a note to my brother-in-law. It's a long story. Anyway, and then the other thing I wanted to tell you is that he grew up, or him and my sister still live in the Hopkins School District.
Mm-hmm.
And my first niece that they had, she graduated with Chris Humphreys.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And so they kind of knew the Humphreys family. And it was funny because back in the day, Chris Humphreys even came over and played volleyball at my sister's house. And my brother-in-law made Chris Humphreys call him Mr. So-and-so. So he was all about, you know, raising kids right. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so he's my best friend, I must say. But that was a connection to that. And anyway, but my sister and brother-in-law have four great kids that all went to college and finished college, and they have great jobs. And anyway, but I just want to tell you that, you know, there's blessings out there, and
yep, that's
the black-white thing doesn't mean a thing.
I couldn't agree more, and I wish people would stop using race as their human shield. I really wish they'd stop doing that. You're 100% right, and I appreciate your call today, sir. Thank you.
You betcha.
Happy